This is Supernatural Breakthrough with Mike Signorelli every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. A new episode drops. So the unseen realm, ancient wisdom, and your freedom awaits in this episode. Let's jump right in. So you've done a Ouija board with your friends, or you've read your horoscope, or you've actually consulted for a tarot card reading, and it's got you to the place where you're at right now saying, something's wrong with my life. It didn't get better. It actually got worse, and I need prayer. Maybe you've seen videos of other people receiving deliverance from demons, and you're thinking, I may have come under the control of the demonic as the result of doing something that I thought was harmless. If that's you, you've definitely clicked into the right video. And in this short video, what I'm actually going to do is we're going to diagnose the problem. I'm going to show you in scripture what God has to say about the things that you've done. And then we are going to pray together. And not only are you going to be free, curses are going to be broken off of you. Come on, demons are going to leave you, but then you are going to step into this new season of your life and come out of deception. And I believe this is going to be one of the most incredible encounters with the Holy Spirit that you've ever had. So let's quickly jump in and take a look at scripture. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14 says, "For even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light." Understand that most of the things that bring problems into your life, demonic problems, I'm talking about the real ones, the ones that you can't get rid of with a good job, the ones that you can't get rid of by meeting the right person. Come on, I'm talking about the demonic. Is Satan disguised as an angel of light? As a matter of fact, you can see the screen next to me actually has a picture of tarot cards. You may be shocked to discover that YouTube has partnered with the most successful, and I'm saying this in air quotes, the most successful tarot card readers in the entire YouTube community to offer through their platform native tarot card reading. That is Satan coming in the form of an angel of light. So it's now to the point where if you need a psychic reading, you can get it through to YouTube. Now listen, YouTube has not asked me and other pastors to do deliverance. They haven't partnered with the prophetic community. They haven't said, oh, we've got YouTube preachers who can pray for you and addictions can be broken. But notice that they have partnered. This whole article that we're looking at right now is them saying that they are partnering with the most successful, come on guys, you see that the most successful love, wellness, and fortune. Why is that important? Because it always comes disguised as love, fortune, wellness. That's another category that they are utilizing right now for the new age and the demonic is it's love. Find love. Find true love. Remember, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14 says, Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. All right, I want to go on and show you something else right now that's very important for you to see. This is the last one that I want to show you. And then we're going to be praying here in a few moments, and you are going to be free once and for all from the demonic in your life through the new age, through psychic mediums, horoscopes. But I need to expose it first before we take the next step. So look at this. This one was absolutely shocking to me because, again, it comes into your life in such a nuanced way. Check this out. This is Stranger Things Ouija board by Hasbro. Now, listen, many of your teenagers are watching Stranger Things. Many of you may be enthralled with the plot line of the story. But again, it comes in the most subtle forms. This is a company, Hasbro, saying Stranger Things, you guys are watching this. Now you can encounter this world. Now you can step into this dimension. But I want to show you what the Bible says. It says, do not turn to mediums or seek out spiritists, for you will be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. This is Leviticus chapter 19, verse 31. It says, do not turn to mediums or spiritists because you will be defiled. It means to be made dirty, to be made filled filthy, defiled by them. And so what happens? A new generation of teenagers are experiencing Ouija boards, which, what is a Ouija board? A Ouija board is when you reach out to the other world, this spiritual world. And so now, what does a Ouija board have to do? Matter of fact, if you watch Stranger Things, they don't do a Ouija board in the show. But Hasbro, a multinational company, said, we can make money off of this because kids are going to want to experience what they are seeing in this film. I'm going to read a few more scriptures to you because we have to uncover the works of darkness. We have to reveal it. Come on now. No one be found among you who practices divination or sorcery, interprets omens, engages in witchcraft, or casts spells, or who is a medium or a spiritist, or who consults the dead. So God was saying in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 10 through 13, don't let anyone be found among you who can do this or who tries to do this. And it says, consults the dead. If you're watching this and you have consulted the dead, you did not talk to your dad. You talked to a demon posing as your dad. You did not talk to your grandmother, this person that you paid money. Come on, isn't it amazing that people will say, I can't believe that these Christians give to the local church, but they themselves are giving to psychic mediums money hand over fist to consult with the dead. I'm just here to tell you, you did not talk to your dad. You talked to a demon posing as your dad. And a new generation is coming into this Ouija board, you know, this consulting with the dead. And it says, anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord. And because of these same detestable practices, the Lord your God will drive out those nations before you. You must be blameless before the Lord. Now, I want to read one more scripture, so stay with me. And then we're going to pray a powerful prayer, because right now you might feel conviction and say, Pastor Mike, I'm detestable by that standard biblically. I'm defiled by that standard biblically. I've done these things. I've done the Ouija boards. I've read the horoscopes. I've looked at the signs to see who I'm compatible with for love. I was looking for love, and therefore I began to look to a sign. What do I do? Well, I'm going to tell you what you do in a few moments, but you've got to stay with me. Okay, last one is this. I want to read this scripture, and it says, Saul died, this is King Saul, because he was unfaithful to the Lord, and he did not keep the word of the Lord, and even consulted a medium for guidance, and did not inquire of the Lord. So the Lord put him to death and turned the kingdom over to David, the son of Jesse. This is 1 Chronicles chapter 10, verse 13 and 14. 1 Chronicles chapter 10, verse 13 and 14. But it's very important for you to understand. If you can hear me right now, drop a comment and talk to me, okay? Just hit that thumbs up, hit the like button right now, and let me know you're with me. It said this, you did not consult me, Saul. You didn't consult me, the Lord. You actually consulted somebody, consulted a medium for guidance. What this comes down to is we have a loving God. God, our Father, as Jesus called him, Abba, Father, our Father, God. You have a Father who wants to guide you. The Bible says the Holy Spirit will teach you all things. The Bible says the Holy Spirit will lead you into all truth. And so it says in 1 Chronicles, the Lord is saying, you didn't consult me. You consulted a medium for guidance. And because of that, you're put to death. It's the Bible says, for the people perish for the lack of knowledge. And we're still doing that today. You went to a Ouija board, you went to crystals, you went to a psychic medium, but you did not go to the Lord. The Bible says that he is a jealous God. What does that mean, jealous God? It just means when he sees us going after an alternative power source, when he sees us going after another means of getting information, there's something that God's heart is grieved by that. So now, this is the last portion of the video that we're going to do together. I know this teaching has been so good, but I wanted to pause for a second because I want to connect with you. Go to MikeSignorelli.com. Tell me your story. Check out all these resources I have available for you. And would you consider financially partnering? It's because people say, I'm going to join my finances with this podcast that we're able to reach so many people around the world. And I'll tell you this, we are good soil to sow into. So I'll see you at MikeSignorelli.com. And thank you so much for your financial gift. Okay, let's jump back in. We're going to repent, we're going to renounce, and then we're going to cast out. What is repentance? Repentance is turning. It's actually saying, if I have a Ouija board, I'm throwing it in the garbage. If I have crystals, I'm throwing them in the garbage. If I've been subscribed to channels or going to psychic mediums, I'm unsubscribing, I'm repenting, I'm turning and changing my behavior. What is renounce? Renounce means I'm ripping up the contract verbally. Words got me into this problem. Come on, and words are gonna break it. In other words, come on now, when I came into agreement with that psychic medium, I'm going to renounce that agreement. When I made and formed a covenant or a contract with my words, when every time I said, yes, that is my dad I'm talking to, yes, that is my mom, you came into a verbal contract or agreement with that psychic medium. Maybe it's obia, maybe it's witchcraft. I don't know what it is that brought you to this place, but we are going to repent. That means turn from it, and we're going to turn towards the Lord and say, Lord, we're here. We're your people. God, I'm sorry if I ever, like Saul, went to a medium instead of coming to you. But then we are also going to renounce, which means to verbally break that contract, and then we're going to cast out, and we're going to get free. Now, the last thing I want to say, if you're watching this video right now and you're like, Pastor Mike, I haven't done any of those things, I've got bad news for you. Your ancestors probably did. The Bible says that the sins of ancestors will be visited upon the children and the children's children to 3 and 4 generations. I've had many people pray this prayer we're about to pray right now who've said, I've never done any of the things you've talked about, but I prayed this prayer and then all of a sudden demons manifested and I got completely and totally free. So here's what I want you to do. Be obedient to this moment. I don't believe in accidents. You are here watching this video on purpose, by God's design, because he wants to draw you to himself. So let's pray right now. Let's start by repenting. So repeat this after me, and I want you to say it out loud. Use the power of confession. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that he is the Savior and you will be saved. You've got to say it. In kingdoms, there's the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. In kingdoms, you have the spoken word, come on, matters so much because it's the same as the written word. We all understand that laws are written down, right? When you look at the sign for a speed limit, that's written down on a sign. Those are words that are written down that establish law. And so in the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light, the reason why repentance carries so much power is when you speak it out of your mouth, it's just like the same power in that sign. It's just a stop sign, but it says stop. It's a word. It's the power of words. When it says stop, you better stop because that's going to be enforced by a police officer. In the same way, we're getting ready to speak words. When those words are spoken, they carry power and something is enforced. It's either being enforced by the demonic. Come on, this is good. This is a revelation for somebody. Or it's being enforced by the angelic, or it's being enforced by God himself. It's being backed by the kingdom of heaven, or it's being backed by the kingdom of darkness. And so what happens is you've got to use words to break words. Is this helping somebody right now? Is this helping you? So we're going to renounce. We're going to repent and renounce, and we're going to cast out. So repeat these words with me right now. Everybody say this. Say it out loud wherever you're at. Say, Heavenly Father, I repent for all forms of witchcraft. I repent for consulting and seeking guidance from something other than you. Wash me with your blood, Jesus. Make me new. I repent. I receive complete and total healing and forgiveness through salvation by you now in Jesus' name. Now let's renounce. Everybody say this. I renounce all forms of divination. I renounce all forms of witchcraft. Come on, say it out loud. Some of you are experiencing demonic resistance right now. You can't even hardly say it, but you need to say it. I renounce all forms of the occult. I renounce psychic mediums. I renounce seeking mediums. In Jesus' name, I break every covenant and I break every contract in Jesus' name. Now, I want to begin to pray for you. Father, I thank you that this is your daughter, that this is your son. And I thank you that right now they are completely free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Now I speak to every foul demon. I speak to every single demon under the sound of my voice. You have no right. You have no contract. You have no covenant. They are under the new covenant by the blood of the Lamb. And now I evict you. I command you to come out of them now. Come up and out of hiding and come out of them now in the name of Jesus. Yes, you, every spirit of divination, every spirit of witchcraft, the occult, now mind control, come out of them now in the name of Jesus, up and out of hiding, now out of their mind, now out of their emotions, now out of their will and their desires and their appetites, now in the name of Jesus, come up and out of their physical bodies in the name of Jesus, loose your hold over every single one of them. You must come out now in Jesus' mighty name. Every single one of you out now in the name of Jesus. Well, we are coming to the end of yet another incredible time together. Every Monday, every Wednesday, and Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, I am posting a new podcast so that you can be equipped and learn and grow. And you know, if you got this far, you may want additional mentorship and you may want to connect with me on a deeper level, which is why I have the Breakthrough Community. If you visit MikeSignorelli.com or BreakthroughTeaching.com, you can become a monthly financial partner for $27 a month or $297 for the entire year. You can come into the Breakthrough Community. We do monthly Zooms. Yes, monthly Zooms. It's wild. People from all over the world are there, including prophetic seminars and teachings that literally are banned on other platforms. All of it's waiting for you, including a private Facebook group with all of the other Breakthrough Community members. So again, go to MikeSignorelli.com or BreakthroughTeaching.com and become a monthly partner. I can't wait to see you there, and I will see you in the next podcast episode.